People in exile, people in bondage of slavery, have two questions about their God. First, does God have the power to free us from our oppressors? Second, does he have the compassion to free us from our bonds? During the Holy Week, we see the answer. God created us in his own image, perfect, holy, and in fellowship with him and one another. In Eden's paradise, that perfection was shattered when our first parents defied God, seeking to overthrow him. They and their descendants were bound in the chains of sin and death. The promised seed of the woman, the second Adam, would bear the punishment of that sin. Truly God and truly man, he would crush the serpent's head while suffering a bruised heel. God told the serpent, "I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." Now the day has come. As foretold by Zechariah, Jesus entered the city gates as the King, the God who has the power and compassion to save all people from their bondage to sin and death. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. May our Lord grant us faith to see both the power and love of our Savior. Amen.